Welcome to Pardon My French,
the podcast that teaches you French in a fun and casual way.
My name is Tom.
And my name is James.
And enjoy the show.
So it's been so long since our last podcast recording that we've actually forgotten our own names.
Which is
incredibly positive news.
We apologise for the lack of podcasts. There's been several contributing factors.
What are the contributing factors, Tom? Let's tell our loyal viewers.
I took a sightseeing trip to Lyon. Some great sights.
Lyon, did you see the sights?
Yep.
Or did you just hear about them?
They were pretty good.
Yeah? Tell, for example.
That park.
Oh, yeah,
I
great.
I went to the park. Wow, I think it's called Tête d'Or.
Yeah, good one. Which means?
Earth, gold, something.
Golden head.
Head.
It's actually, I've been to that park. It's got one of the best zoos I've ever been to.
It's got giraffe in it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except for I got 100 metres into the park and it started absolutely pissing it down.
Oh, crap. Are you sure it was just the monkey cage?
It went from sunny sun to torrential downpour.
Oh, God.
It just turned.
Sound like a park that should be named the Golden Head.
I know.
Sounds like it should be named...
That sounds like a pub, anyway, the Golden
Head. Yeah, it does,
head.
Doesn't it?
So I was only in a T-shirt, stupidly.
Yeah?
So the sightseeing was ruined.
Was it a white T-shirt?
Black.
Oh, God. It sounds like a clingy afternoon.
Oof, you're telling me.
Put that on the radiator when you get home.
I did.
Christ. Yeah, what else have we been up to then? So my parents were here this weekend.
Yeah.
That was a lovely excursion.
Excursion for them or for you?
For both of us. For all three of us even.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Even me.
All parties involved. Yeah, we went to the fromagerie, didn't we?
Fromagerie.
Had some fond to the do.
It was pretty good.
It was nice, wasn't it?
And, especially as I didn't have to pay for it.
Nor did I. Thanks, parents, if you're listening, which you're not.
I know, that's really embarrassing. We all went out for a meal, and James's parents had no idea what this podcast was.
I kind of wish they loved me.
Yeah, they showed their lack of interest in your life.
Yeah,
and every
they
one
pretty
of
much validated it, didn't they? They might as well have signed a certificate saying, we have never really properly loved you.
Yeah, but they talked about your brother and sister, like, all night.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And
your
hour-long showers.
Yeah.
That was interesting in front of all your peers.
Yeah.
How your mum said that you take a shower
for a very long
time every day.
Yeah, it could have embarrassing connotations, couldn't it?
It did. It had very embarrassing connotations to you.
It was slightly rosy-cheeked for a while. But...
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's...
oh, God.
Yeah, there's been lots of reasons why we haven't had a podcast, and they are just a few.
There's just a few, but in the next few podcasts, we're going to explain some more of them.
Yeah. Because we've got a lot to talk about.
We've got a lot. So today's episode, we have decided, is going to be on a big topic which interests us both hugely. Because we're kind of computer nerds.
I guess so, and we do have a podcast.
Probably Tom more so than me.
Well,
Tom wears glasses, so.
I do wear glasses. And I have a Mac, which makes
me... What would you say are the characteristics of a typical computer nerd?
Pale skin,
maybe pale/blotchy.
Either really fat or really skinny.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Yeah. And either way, they wear massive T-shirts.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. And in fact, both of us wear kind of probably medium or large at max.
I'm probably a small.
Yeah, we're not talking about that though, Tom, at the moment. So yeah, so the internet is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
So we're doing the internet, are we?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sure we had an email about doing the internet that we've lost.
Crap.
I think someone did suggest it.
I think they might.
May have been Vanessa.
It may have been our friend Vanessa, so we'll give her a shout out now.
Vanessa.
Thank you, Vanessa, for that wonderful
suggestion.
So yeah, we're actually recording this on a computer at the moment. This is how we do things. This is how we do things in the modern era.
We don't record it on vinyl anymore like we used to with our first episodes.
Not like Clyde and Derek and Clyde.
Yeah. Wow. James has learnt all about new things this week.
Yeah. I've learnt about old school comedy.
Yeah.
Derek and Clyde and also Peter Cook and Dudley Moore.
There we go.
It's just pretty cool. So. But that's the good thing about the internet, isn't it? You can just find new things on there, you know. It's like a library, but quicker.
Yeah,
it's like a quick library.
And also, With a library.
Bibliotheque.
But a library, you kind of have to get past a few, like...
Old people.
No. You have to get past
lying
a few...
Lying on the floor.
Like barriers before you publish anything. Whereas on the internet, anyone like can publish shit. No. Right. You have to get past some sort of person saying, no, you shouldn't have a book because you're an idiot. But the internet allows all idiots to publish all their dumb findings.
Podcasts, yeah.
Yeah, and podcasts that are labelled as French learning, but...
Well,
yeah.
a good word to kick things off then on the theme of blocking stuff, red tape. Can't believe what you're just doing now.
It's my room, I can do it. Yeah.
Okay,
you're recording my bedroom.
Listeners, you just have to guess what Tom's doing now. It's pretty
Anyone
gruesome.
Who writes in and can guess
gets a free podcast next week.
We get a free t-shirt that we haven't produced yet.
Okay, so a firewall is a good place to start.
How is that the best place to start?
It's because it's something to do with blocking things. Right, so, I was looking this up. So a firewall in French is a pare-feu. Pare-feu.
Pare-feu.
Yeah, which means like fire block. It makes sense, yeah. And you have the same construction in a windscreen on a car is a pare-brise. Which means it blocks the breeze.
That makes sense.
And a shock absorber on a car is a pare-choc. Yeah.
Makes sense.
So anything with pare means like blocking something. I mean, I think we've already touched on this before. Like for example, the word parasol blocks the sun. Or parapluie is an umbrella in French, which blocks the rain. Anyway, so that's a good place to start. We're on the computer at the moment. We're using this software.
GarageBand.
GarageBand.
I hang around with too many
GarageBand
Americans and Canadians.
Yeah.
Garage. Yeah. It used to be GarageBand. Now I say GarageBand.
Thing is, you say GarageBand.
Yeah, now I do.
GarageBand.
Well, recently, once the winter's come, I have to put a car in the garage. And now I say garage.
The winter is the only reason for a garage, isn't it?
Yeah. Or living in an awful area where you want to keep your car under wraps.
Yeah. Or, in a small car house. Well, an ordinateur is the name of a computer. And the name of... if you want to talk about a software in French, then you would use the word logiciel.
Logiciel?
Logiciel, which just means a software. Yeah, which it kind of sounds a bit like logic, doesn't it? In fact, it's written down like the word logic with I-E-L at the end of it. Logiciel.
Logiciel. Just to make everyone aware, I'm opening chocolate. That's the noise.
That's cool. It's a Lindt Excellence Orange Intense.
If you haven't had it, get it.
Wow. That's an advert if I've ever heard one.
I think we should get, like, if I keep mentioning things, maybe we'll get it sent to us for free.
I think so, yeah. We have a bar right in front of us now.
Once Lindt get on this.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
It's like a fancy chocolate orange.
Yeah.
It's not Terry's, it's Lindt's. So.
I see what you did there.
Thanks, Dawn French.
any non-Brits won't understand what we just said then.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about.
the loudness of your voice, we can talk about that one.
Yeah, no, I need some kind of. What's the opposite of an amplifier?
A deamplifier.
Yeah. I need a kind of a series of.
A silencer?
A series of small dampers around my mouth.
A mute.
I need to wear an Eggbox hat.
Xbox muzzle.
Yeah.
We're going to wake my next door neighbour.
Yeah, it's fine. It's cool.
Sorry, Zara.
So yeah, I think it's really cool. In French, the word for a mouse is literally just the word mouse. Do you know what that is from preschool?
No.
Or just school. It's souris. Souris.
Souris.
Mm-hmm. Souris is a mouse.
Like we use the word mouse for mouse and mouse for mouse.
Yeah, mouse
for the
mouse.
Animal, mouse for the ass.
Yeah, and they use mouse for mouse and mouse for mouse. Mm. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
What
about in countries that don't have mice? Do you reckon they replace it with another animal?
What, like gerbil? Like, or pass the gerbil.
Or something. Who passes mice?
What?
Who passes mice?
Well, yeah, if you're on like an internet page.
You share the mouse?
Yeah, and you just like, give us the gerb. Pass us
the lizard.
Well, I don't know. Like, what if you're from, I don't know, the North Pole, where they only have one internet cable.
I'm sure.
They only have one.
Pretty sure.
They only have one computer in the North Pole, so they have to share it.
I'm sure this is.
No, it's fine. It's just cultural ignorance.
not like they'd hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it's so they don't have mice there probably, unless like little snow mice.
Snow mice, yeah.
But I would have thought they'd probably call it like a. Well, they don't have penguin either up north, do they?
Or only southern the penguin.
Yeah, yeah. So they'd probably call it like a seal. I would have thought it's like past the seal.
If you had to live at one pole,
click the seal
for 1 year. You could pick north or south pole. Which one would you live at for a half year?
Probably definitely south.
You can't say probably definitely.
Well, I changed my mind halfway through my statement.
Then just say probably.
Okay, definitely the south. Because it's the one which actually has land underneath it, and also there's not any, like, grizzly white bears. No, I mean polar bears.
Yeah.
That are going to absolutely rip you to shreds. They're just cute penguins.
I asked another adult this question this week, and they told me the North Pole, because that's where Santa lives.
Are you sure it wasn't a child?
He's definitely an adult.
Okay, with a child's mentality.
Maybe.
Maybe they need help. Mm-hmm. So the kind of computer we're recording on here is no Inuit computer, as we just mentioned.
Can we stop digging?
And in fact, it's a Mac, I'm not afraid to say so. It's a Mac, and so there isn't even a Surrey. We don't even have a Surrey, do we?
No, we have a trackpad.
A trackpad, which is more like, I don't know, a stingray or like a place.
Yeah.
I don't know, what land animal would be
like? It's the sensitive back of a koala.
It's kind of like a small section of an elephant's skin, really, with the kind of grey decor.
Mm. Well, so, let's let everyone know, it's a MacBook Pro 17-inch.
Wow.
One made to handle HD video. It's not the Retina display, it's not that modern. But for any Mac buffs out there,
if you're interested in laptops, which...
I'll let you know what software I'm running as well.
Oh my god, just...
I am running version at 10.8.3, there you go. So that's basically quite music to some people's ears.
Quite a nice logiciel you've got there.
2 gigahertz Intel Core
i7. Okay, literally stop now.
4 gig of memory.
Literally stop. Oh my god. I didn't have this chocolate, which is soothing my soul right now. I don't know what I'd do. I'd have probably paused the podcast right now.
You'd kill a man.
I'd probably kill the man. For his gyro.
Do you think you could kill a man?
No.
What about if you're in a situation where you
this
have to
is
kill,
not
kill
the
a man?
Kind of podcast. This is not pardon my murderous habits.
No, but like, if you were put in a situation where you have to kill a man, or you'd be killed.
If you didn't pass me the Surrey, I probably would, or the gerbil.
Mm.
You know,
that would tip you over the edge.
Well, speaking of tipping over the edge, which I've been trying to segue my way to for a while now, a laptop is in French is an ordinateur portable. It's a portable computer. Very inventive of the French, as usual, as per. And it gets more confusing because the word portable on its own can also mean a mobile phone.
Okay.
Or a cell phone.
Cell phone. A mobile phone.
A mobular, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Wire-free. Well, anyway, so that's an ordinateur portable. So you have to just be careful. Sometimes people call a laptop a portable. Just watch out.
But you say
and they
that.
Also call computers ordi, just ordi. Without the ordinateur.
But you see some phones today that look as big as computers.
Yeah, I know that. I feel like they're kind of merging together from both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah,
and they're becoming kind of. It's now we've got literally a full spectrum of like size of tablets and things, haven't we?
It's like they're burning the wick at both ends, and it never results in anything positive.
I don't know. I think the iPad's pretty good.
I think the phone that is bigger than your pocket is ridiculous. You need a sack to carry it.
Well, I mean, the obvious solution is pockets will just get bigger gradually in culture.
Just bigger pockets.
In the future, you'll just have like a kind of kangaroo pouch on your front where you'll keep your iPad, and then, I don't know, maybe little epaulettes on your shoulders for your kind of your iPod Nano.
I think maybe we should start bringing bum bags back, fanny packs. Because they're obviously the way forward.
I prefer the word bum bags, please.
Fanny pack and a bum bag. Both awful words.
Both very portable things.
Mm.
So if you are listening to this, then you've obviously downloaded it on your iTunes.
Or
listening
to it if we've actually bothered to make the video on YouTube. Or
which we will.
I haven't done it for like 3 episodes. Just to let you know.
Okay.
Or on our direct feed.
Yeah. And I was looking this up. Apparently the expression for the concept of podcasting, or podcasts as a group, as a collective term, is balado diffusion.
Balado.
Yeah, okay. It's quite cool, really. That just means podcasting. So the verb in French, balader, means to carry something around with you. Like, you could say, I don't know, I balladeered my portable, for example.
Okay.
I was carrying my mobile around with me. And that means, yes, carry something around with you. So it makes sense. It's like diffusing something that you carry around with you. Balado diffusion. Mm-hmm. But you can also say se balader, which is reflexive.
Uh-huh.
And that means to go for a walk or a stroll. So it's like you're carrying yourself around.
Oh.
It's kind of quite a nice construction.
It's upon yourself.
Yeah. In fact, I'm constantly overjoyed by the way reflexive verbs make you feel about an action. You know, for example, a kettle will boil itself.
It doesn't.
Or something like that. Or the water will boil itself rather than be boiled. I like that. It kind of anthropomorphizes the world.
Wow, big word.
For example, okay, I'll give you, this is a cool one. So the other day, I played a prank on someone, and they said...
Oh, you're such a prankster.
I'm such a prankster. Well, or a word that rhymes with that. Slightly.
Close enough.
Yeah, it was with a French person, and I said to them, oh, you know, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Uh-huh.
And they told me the French equivalent.
Which is,
la revanche est un plat qui se mange froid. So basically saying revenge, la revanche, revenge, is like a plate or a dish, un plat,
mm-hmm.
Which eats itself cold. This is what I mean about reflexive. So when instead of it's eaten by a person, mm-hmm. you can say it eats itself. Qui se mange.
Who told you this?
Morgan Freeman.
He is a friend of the show.
He's a friend of ours in life, really, yeah. Not just in the show.
We haven't got him to narrate this yet, yeah. Which I think we need him to do. So.
Although anyone who knows us will quite clearly know that the show and our life are very interchangeable things. The only difference is some of it is being recorded and some of it is not.
And some of it we wish had been recorded because there's some gold out there.
Yeah. To record something is enregistrer.
Enregistrer?
Yeah, like to enregister. Enregistrer.
Interesting.
Yeah, intéressant. You know?
Oui.
So, one thing at the moment which is kind of annoying is we've got these new internet restrictions on in our building, haven't we? Well, yeah, some of us have, you know, privileges, access, rights, which is good for you.
Which is me, for everyone who couldn't quite understand.
Yeah, couldn't quite understand.
I have no restrictions upon my internet, and James has an abundance.
Yeah, which is kind of irritating, because I quite like to download things every now and then, occasionally. Not illegally, but yeah. Just, you know,
yeah, but
for example, free software or something like that.
Yeah, the restrictions really stop you. Well, they were going to put on restrictions to stop you using, like, Skype and Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, then the internet is useless.
Well, how are you gonna like something? How are you going to be part of a social network?
You can't.
Oh, right.
These Nazi blockers.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Well, social network in French is réseautage social.
Réseautage social.
So social is just the social part.
Yep.
And then réseau, a réseau is a network.
Mm-hmm.
So social networking is réseautage. That's like, réseautage is like networking, basically. Yep. Which is quite cool.
Interesting.
And in the same way, if you have a wireless network,
uh-huh.
which we do in our building.
We do.
Then that is a réseau sans fil.
Réseau sans fil?
Yeah, and the fil is FIL, which means like cable.
Okay.
Like a, I don't know, like a cable. Réseau sans fil. Yeah. Which is quite cool. I wonder if that's where the fil in Wi-Fi comes from.
Wi-Fi.
What does Wi-Fi stand for, actually?
No idea.
Wireless. Oh, fidelity, is it?
I ain't got a clue. I'm going to go with whatever you say.
Ah, okay. Well, it stands
wireless
for...
Wireless fidelity.
It stands for... Whispering fingers.
No, good. Don't put your fingers near me.
Okay, sorry about that. I'll just go for more chocolate, quite frankly.
Did you want some more?
No, I've actually got a piece here.
Yeah, you've got loads.
Yeah, but so in French, if sometimes like the simplest words actually it's like a lot hard to understand if you just don't get what the pronunciation is. So for example, Wi-Fi, like is in French is Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
But someone could say Wi-Fi, and you could be like, "What are they on about?
Yeah,
they're a crackpot."
They're a nut job.
Yeah.
Nut job is a weird phrase.
Yes, isn't it? Yeah.
Nut job.
Someone actually has a nut job, I'm sure, in the world.
Loads of people must have nut jobs.
Yeah.
There's loads of nuts in the world.
Nuts, yeah. Brazil, you know,
people working sperm banks.
You know, men, like,
well, anyone who produces houses, nuts. Wow.
Any, yeah, if you're working in a Brazil nut packing factory.
If you're that man or woman who salts nuts.
Yeah.
For KP. Or honey roasts.
Yeah,
them.
Imagine, do you think they do it like hand yeah, like one sure. by one? Think, yeah. Or do you think they hire a load of gerbils to do it? Well,
nah, it's one
like,
by one.
Like in the...
They do it batch by batch, just one person like per packet.
Like spinning them around and shaking a small cello onto them.
Yeah.
God. Imagine if you were actually a fudge packer there. Imagine if that was your real profession.
It has to be. Lots of people must have.
Imagine telling like your close family and friends, "Oh, I've got a new job. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, just kind of, you know, putting assorted sweets into like boxes and stuff. What, so fudge packing?
Well, yeah, but from assorted yes, sweets, you wouldn't assume fudge.
Okay, all right, soft caramelized. Yeah, just say fudge packer. Quite frankly, there's no way around
but
it.
But no one would ever call themselves a fudge packer.
The world of vocabulary has not invented another way to describe fudge in order that fudge packers can only...
Like toffee, but soft.
Yeah, soft That's toffee. Soffee.
Soffee packer.
It's a toffee.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe that'll be a new craze.
Soffee?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll go viral, as many things do.
What makes something go viral?
It's just something about it, isn't there, that people want to pass on.
Do you know what I did today? I was watching a video on YouTube.
Yeah?
It was a video I've watched maybe four times in my life. Maybe seven. Mm-hmm. Maybe 14. It was a thrift shop.
Oh, yeah?
A thrift store by Macklemore.
Macklemore, or in French, Macklemore.
And I was watching that with Sarah Knott.
Oh, yeah?
Because she's a big fan of it.
The Magasin de Thrift.
And I looked just under the video, and it shows you how many times it's been played.
Yeah.
173 million.
Oh, my
173
God.
Million times.
Oh, that's quite a lot.
That's ridiculous.
What? Okay, so that leads me...
I got $20 in my...
...onto this game, okay, which I've invented. It's called Guess the Bad French Translation of YouTube Famous Videos.
Oh, okay, so is this a quiz?
Yeah,
I'm getting a quiz. Oh, wow.
Okay,
come
so
on.
There's going to be... Some of them are going to be quite obvious. I think there's a couple which might trick you a bit. Okay, so I'm going to start with the easy ones. Okay, what do you think is Style de Gangnam?
Gangnam Style.
Okay, that was so easy, it defies belief. Okay, next one. Rebecca Noir, Vendredi.
Rebecca Black.
Yeah, correct. Okay, 2 points. I'll probably give you bonus points later on in the show.
Cheers.
Okay, this next one. Fichez Britney La Paix.
Britney.
It's quite an old one, actually. I forgot about it when I saw it.
Do it again.
Fichez Britney La Paix. Which is like peace. Something Britney Peace.
Hang on.
I'll tell you, it's Leave Britney Alone.
What is that?
What? It's this guy, and he's like really sad that Britney's getting harassed by the media.
Oh,
so
I
he's
have
like,
seen that. Yeah.
Leave Britney Alone. Okay, next one. Okay.
That's Britney, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, Britney, not Brittany.
Yeah.
Hi, Brittany.
There's a difference.
Okay, next one. Le bébé panda éternue.
The baby panda.
Éternue. We've seen this one before in the podcast.
I've watched
this word. Éternue.
I don't know. And there's something.
Sneezes. So baby panda sneezes. You know it goes.
I know the video.
And the mother absolutely craps herself.
Yeah,
she
it's a good video.
Foutre la truie. Okay, next one is. Okay, next one is chaton inspiré par les chatons.
Again?
Chaton, inspiré par les chatons.
No. No idea.
Okay. Well, chaton means kittens.
Okay.
No? You never seen it? Okay, it's kittens inspired by kittens. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh.
Okay, maybe I watch very different YouTube videos to you.
You watch good videos, I obviously... Well, I've seen these, you know. They're the kind of ones that get passed on to you and you're like, that's great, and then it's actually rubbish.
I like them goat ones.
The screaming goats. Damn, I should have done them. Okay, and the last one in the competition, which is probably one of the most famous videos ever.
Charlie bit my finger.
Charlie m'a mordu.
Really?
Charlie m'a mordu.
Is it Charlie bit my finger?
Yeah.
Is it Charlie the unicorn? Is it Charlie?
Charlie la licorne. It would be Charlie the unicorn. So that's the game show over, I'm afraid. You got
Four points out of a potential six.
That's
not bad.
Not bad.
Above average, possibly.
Yeah, above awful.
Mm.
It's not a haggis score.
No, haggis is illegal in America.
Did you say illegal, or did you hesitate before you said the word legal?
I said illegal.
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Saw it recently as a fact.
Yeah. Do you know what is illegal? A bird of prey with a cold.
Oh, Christ.
So, where were we? Who knows? So all of these videos you could download. Well, I think at one point you could download YouTube videos, couldn't you?
At one point you could. There was like,
and then I think they realised how dumb it was.
You could save it for Real Player or something,
yeah, something
on a
like
PC.
That. So to download something is a nice word. It's télécharger.
Télécharger.
Télécharger. Yeah,
that sounds like something else I've heard.
Well, actually, to upload is exactly the same word, which is incredibly confusing, I think. Because, you know, in English we have down and up. It's kind of,
there's a
directional...
There's a very... sense
of the word.
Yeah. Like, opposite movements.
Yeah. So télécharger just means any kind of data flow in French. But it's quite nice because I was thinking about this word, this télécharger. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of trying to break it down, bit of etymology, you know, what have you. And the télé, I think, is quite an interesting point to look at. Because we have that in... Other words like telephone,
telecabine.
Which is telecabine, and in all the different cases, it's like the tele kind of means some kind of distance or some kind of distance travelled, doesn't it?
Like television.
Yeah, television. So seeing something from a long distance.
Mm-hmm.
Telecabine, you're travelling a distance in a cabin, and there's a nice one. Another one I thought of was telepathy.
Yeah.
So, and when you break this down, the pathy actually comes from the Greek word patheia, which means a feeling or perception. I guess like empathy or sympathy. Or
pathology.
Maybe. So I think that's quite cool. Telepathy. Mm. So it means something at a distance anyway, like telegram, a picture at a distance.
Telemarketing.
Yes, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So many tellies out there.
Yeah.
Which one to what? Telecaster. Don't know if that's related, actually. It may be. Playing guitar sickly from a distance.
Well, it's an electric guitar, isn't
face
it?
Face melting, yeah.
So you could
casting the sound from a distance.
You could get a big enough cable, a big enough, long enough cable, you could play it from miles.
And a cable in French is what?
Fil.
Fil, yeah. F-I-L, or fil.
Maybe it's the filament.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a small
thing, isn't it?
Strand.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean if your name is Phil that you're necessarily going to be small and puny, like a computer nerd. But you probably will wear big t-shirts.
Probably.
They're just comfortable, aren't they?
You know our friend Gavin Green?
Yeah, I think I've heard of him, yeah.
When we were younger, he would always wear the biggest t-shirts I've ever seen. You know, like when you...
You sure wasn't just into parachuting?
No. You know when you like look at TV
Sorry,
shows...
Sorry, Gavin, I heard that one offensive.
And you see people from like the like West Coast of America...
The hood.
...who are always wearing t-shirts, or obviously you could fit four other people inside.
Mm-hmm.
That was Gav, as like a 12-year-old. Like, hella gangster.
Look, Gav was just... So ahead of his time and geographical location.
Yeah, he used to carry a gun as well. So.
Yeah, that's what you call telefashion.
Oi.
Fashion from a distance. So, probably, I think the last point we'll make in this episode is about a file, computer file, something you might download. Because I think that's kind of vocab that people might want to know. Is the word fichier.
Fichier?
Fichier, yeah.
Fichier.
Yeah, which is like F-I-C-H-I-E-R. Fichier. But
like the ski.
What?
Like the ski. Like a Fisher ski.
Maybe. It's like, in English it would be like Fitchier.
Oh, okay,
Fitchier.
Sorry.
Yeah. But it's quite a cool one because you have to be careful when you pronounce it because it's pronounced Fichier. But there's another expression, Fichier.
Fichier.
Or Fichier. Which means, like, it literally means, makes me shit.
A laxative.
Yeah, laxative. But it actually means when something's annoying. For example, a good situation which involves both like actual crapping and metaphorical crapping is say if a seagull or a mouette, drops his little white haven on your shoulder, then And then you could say, ah, fishy, fishy. It's basically like, that makes me crap. And it means that's really annoying. So just be careful. Fishy is file, and fishy is that's annoying. And so as the mouette, the seagull, flitting off into the distance.
Going out to sea to die.
Yeah.
Like this podcast.
Like this podcast. So we shall draw to a close and...
Draw
to a crowd.
Wow. By the way, since we have been gone, me and James have found something that between us that is very disturbing. We have found that we broach the same subjects at the same time with the same words. You might even say we finish each other's meals. Yeah, and it's getting to a stage
where it's almost verging on a mental disorder. Like it's some kind of some kind of telenosis that we've got going on.
Well done.
Which is a knowledge of each other's feelings from a distance.
But I have now come to the stage where I just don't talk.
Yeah,
and I will.
But then I'm not talking either, so we're also mimicking each other's silence.
But then the other day, I
can't talk without you.
We made the same joke.
I need you for conversation.
2 hours apart.
Did we?
We made a joke about a fridge. And I didn't bring it up to you at the time because I was embarrassed.
Really? What was the joke?
Just I can't remember. For the viewers? You brought up, within a joke context, a fridge with a friend of ours in our kitchen. And I brought up the same joke like 2 hours earlier. Like saying, oh, you know French? All you need to know is like the word fridge. And that it was odd.
That is
it was
creepy. Weird. It was.
It was worse than all the others, like the two-head, like the coin joke.
The best one was we were talking to... some Canadian friends of ours.
Three Canadian females.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Vanessa, Claire and Brittany. You know, big up the Canadian massive.
Yep.
You know, and they were telling us that they they have the queen on the back of their coins. At which point me and Tom simultaneously, like some kind of figure skating duo, you know, slid up to the gauntlet on our metaphorical...
skis.
Boots. Oh, yeah. And we literally at the same moment said... Oh, in England, we have the Queen on the front of our coins.
Yeah.
At which point we lowered our heads in shame.
I nearly cried.
I did cry later.
I nearly left.
I wept later.
I nearly left the bar.
For hours. Yeah. And on that positive note, we'll flip the coin, and if it lands on heads, then we'll end the episode. Okay?
Flip it. Catch it. Heads.
Okay. Cut it.
Stop.
Okay, this episode's over. It's time for emails.
Over. Go. So we eventually did find the email that sparked this episode on the internet.
Ooh.
And it reads as follows. Dear Pardon My French.
Use your outside voice.
Dear Pardon My French.
Use your inside voice.
Dear Pardon My French. Good. The girls and I love your podcast. They are so funny, and you have been a great help in learning the French language. We hope that one day you will make a podcast on the internet, because it has helped us connect with you guys from so far away. We are Canadian.
That's teleconnection.
Yeah. The internet is a wonderful tool used to connect us all from different parts of the world.
Wow.
And we would like to extend our appreciation for the internet by saying a simple thank you.
Merci.
Where would we be without the internet, really?
Probably outside.
Yeah, probably better off. We use it to communicate and learn new things, but most of all, we use the internet to entertain ourselves. Movies, music, TV show, and games? With a question mark? I think games is a legitimate part of the internet, so...
Yeah, I think so. But certainly, I think it certainly warrants the question mark.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe.
Okay.
After all this talk about the internet, we have a couple of questions for you.
Oh.
Shit, we should have done this before. What is your main use for the internet? And please don't say naughty things. What is currently your favourite YouTube video? Divos, Ami, Canadiens. Vanessa, Nicole, Artie, Natalia, and Sam.
Okay, right.
So thank
quickly,
you, Canadians. Do you want
to answer those questions? Okay, let's have it. So my main use for the internet is probably a bit of réseautage social.
Yeah.
A bit of, Facebooking. Sometimes internet shopping, information, and I love, surfing Wikipedia like a bitch.
So the information highway is...
Yeah, is my highway.
I like it because I can make phone calls to England.
That's true.
And make cheap Skype calls. So I like it to keep in contact with my family and friends.
Yeah. My favourite YouTube video, I was just watching some King Charles videos before. Pretty funky stuff.
Have you said it's your favourite?
Maybe.
My favourite at the moment is a guy who drives through, takes his car through drive-thrus and pranks people, like makes a fake seat and pretends he's a ghost.
Really?
At the moment, that guy is amazing.
That would have gone well on our paranormal episode, wouldn't it?
Oh, damn it, yes.
Damn it.
So thank you, Vanessa, for that, and thank you to Vanessa, Nicole, Artie, Natalia, and Samantha.
Yeah, and you guys can keep all your other emails coming in at pardonmyfrenchpodcast@gmail.com.
Or just send us one on a Facey B.
Yeah, on the Facebook page, you can search Pardon My French. So that's all for this week, I think. So we're going to now unplug our microphone from our portable computer and probably go do something more productive with our lives.
Sleep.
Yes.
Or drink.
Probably the latter. See ya.
Ciao.